Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The most talked about deal of the year could be back on. Elon Musk has sent a proposal to Twitter saying he is willing to buy the social media platform.
I'm back, baby! I'm back!
So let's say they reinstate Donald Trump onto Twitter.
Yeah.
Would you leave the service?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't need to be there for that. I'm not on Truth Social for a reason.
Oh, man. Hey.
I mean, how can he hold a grudge?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I thought the article was going to be printed one time. It's good. I need you clear.
That's Joe Biden in his own voice telling the American people, I was always well aware of the business ventures my family was involved in.
I have to hear one more time that you did this for the family.
I did it for me. I liked it. I was good at it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, the number is 844-500-4242. President Dementia Joe Biden, also known as Brandon, is here in the Sunshine State of Florida today, babbling incoherently.
Oh, yeah.
Stumbling around in, I guess, Lee County. You know, he's getting in the way of all the recovery efforts in Southwest Florida. And he's with Governor Ron DeSantis, who is polling a lot better than Brandon is nationwide and in the state of Florida, where he's running for re-election and has opened a double-digit lead over suntan man Charlie Crist. And so they bring the presidential seal along with them. And I haven't seen this, but the texters are really digging it. So DeSantis speaks first, but he's speaking in front of a podium that's got the presidential seal on it. And apparently it's a very heartwarming and impressive sight to see him in front of that seal. And we're hoping we're going to be seeing a lot more of that in the years to come.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We'll have some cuts as we go through the afternoon. The first thing I wanted to mention about Ron DeSantis, you know, you hear me talking a lot about how frustrated I get, and I'm pretty sure that you'd get frustrated too. You see crime stories on the internet or in your local newspaper, whatever website you go to, and you see names and you wonder, what is the immigration status of said perp? And it's getting more and more difficult to figure it out. You know, they used to do it with the Department of Justice when Trump was president, because I complained about it. I actually did complain about it to Jeff Sessions when he was in there. I got to speak to him occasionally, and I said, why don't you list, you know, Dominican national arrested and fentanyl bust and all that? And they changed it. And you know, even when Obama was president, you could usually figure it out because you could just ask for the charging documents or the affidavits or the deposition that they put in with the indictments. You had to dig a little bit, but you could figure it out. But since Brandon became president, it's gotten more and more difficult. And the mainstream media, state-run media, just will not touch it with a 10-foot pole. You know, the immigration status of these people. And I read you a press release yesterday from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, and they had busted up an illegal alien smuggling ring north of the city in Woburn. And they said the so-and-so was charged with, smuggling an alien or some such language to that effect. And then they basically apologized, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, for using the word alien and said, hey, it's in the criminal code. We had to use it. I mean, it's extremely frustrating. So there was looting going on in Florida last week after Hurricane Ian, And so we saw the pictures on the local TV station, got the pictures of these people. And so I don't know. I jumped to conclusions that perhaps that not all of them were in the country legally. And then their names came out. Omar Mejia Ortiz, Valerie Celeste Salcedo Mena, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Out of the country. Vamos. Brandon Mauricio Araya, 20, and Steve Eduardo Sanchez Araya, also 20.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
Apparently, though, these don't have they don't have any hyphens. But this, I see the story in the New York Post, and I said, well, you know, I mean, I couldn't find it in any of the Florida newspapers. Big surprise. Couldn't find it in any of the TV station websites down here. But I thought I might find it in the New York Post. No way. So yesterday, Ron DeSantis is, again, he's where he should be. He should be down there, you know, supervising the relief efforts. It's a horrible mess down there, especially in Fort Myers, you know, which is kind of an older area. And you know, I think some of the buildings were grandfathered in terms of the new codes that they have to do something about the hurricanes. So it got slammed, obviously, even, you know, worse than Naples. I guess the hurricane came in at Fort Myers more than Naples. So they arrested all these guys, these four people I just mentioned. And so DeSantis came out. This is how you had to find out their immigration status. DeSantis had to announce it, not your local beloved TV anchor or your trusted daily dead tree edition newspaper. The governor of the state had to make the announcement. And you know what? I don't even know. I read it in the Daily Mail. I don't even know if the Florida papers even mentioned it after he brought it up. But here is cut 16 from Ron DeSantis.
We've had four looters that were arrested, I guess, a couple days ago, and they need to be brought to justice, and we're not going to tolerate it. But, you know, three of the four are illegal aliens. And so these are people that are foreigners. They're illegally in our country. And not only that, they try to loot and ransack in the aftermath of a natural disaster. I mean, they should be prosecuted, but they need to be sent back to their home country. They should not be here at all.
To paraphrase George W. Bush, they're only here doing the looting that Americans can't be bothered looting. And by the way, do you know where they went? The liquor stores. That was where they found them all with lots of, and I assume it was, you know, probably rum, tequila, Hennessy, that kind of stuff. 844-500-4242. But the thing is, they let all these people go. Now, they're illegal aliens in the country. None of them are more than 23. The other ones are in their 20s. And they let them go on $35,000 bond, each of them. Now, first of all, where are illegal aliens? Granted, they all did drive there. They all drove there. They were all lived 40, 50 miles away. Because Fort Myers, Naples, kind of a nice area, you know? I'm sure they got illegals there, but it's not the kind of place that they would first go to. So they drove in. But they came up with the $35,000 bond. Now, what are the odds? Now, again, perhaps I'm jumping to conclusions. What are the odds that they're going to show up on Halloween for their next court appearance? Can we call up Vegas and see what the odds are on the board? Oh, there aren't any odds on the board? It's off. No, can't get much action on that bet, can you? No, I didn't think as much. 844-500-4242.
To shoot, maim, or cripple anyone looting any stores in our city.
That, I assume, was Mayor Richard J. Daley of Chicago. They're not making Democrats like Richard J. Daley of Chicago anymore. I'd vote for anybody. And you know, DeSantis was saying that too. You know, gee, it's you know, we're a Second Amendment state in Florida. You know, you better not be looting. You know, they don't listen. What are the odds these people are even in the country now? I rather doubt it. I rather doubt it. They probably moved to Massachusetts. And they're going to run for the Boston City Council now. Next. 844-500-42. Who put up the bail form to MS-13 or the Trinitarios? Or the Mexican Mafia? They got a lot of organized crime outfits, crews that are all illegal alien now. They're only committing the crimes that Americans won't commit. That's all there is to it. Maybe the Kamala Harris looting fund bailed them out. Is that still in effect? By the way, someone also wants to. Are we going to get into Tony Bobulinski? This is a four-hour show. Okay, for those of you who've forgotten or just tuning in for the first time today, we have a lot of time here today. You know, with Brandon and DeSantis together, it seemed like the perfect time to bring up the illegal alien crime question yet again. 844-500-4242. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher each month this winter compared to last year. Each month, not $46. We've been reading that wrong. It's 46% higher each month compared to last year. That's a huge increase due partly to higher gas supply prices. This is just one of the many reasons you need the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bills every month and save you money. I've already started using mine in my office. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room, and it warms you to the bone. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love the Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do too. One wrote, "I use this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It does a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure." Unquote.
And it's very stylish, too, how it's sleek, it's modern looking, it oscillates. It does it all. It's a great looking product as well as being a very efficient product.
Yeah, and you have a young kid. I mean, that's the thing that I love is that, a baby or a pet can walk by it, and even if he sticks his paw or his finger out, you know, it's not going to do it. Everything is covered. It's totally safe.
Everything's covered. It's lightweight, and if it does fall over, it turns right off. It's got that great built-in safety feature.
Exactly. No safety hazards like the heaters of yore. Right now, you can save $50 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last because they're going to sell better this year than they did last year for obvious reasons. Thank you, Brandon. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temps. You know they're coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIE50. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
One of the texters asked the important question, now that Brandon has been here to Florida, how are we going to get the old man smell out of the state? That's where the Eden Pure Thunderstorm comes in, another one of their great products for air purifying. 844-500-4242.
I thought that old man smell had been baked in for a long, long time.
Hey, come on. I don't want any jokes about how St. Petersburg is God's waiting room. Those jokes are older than Brandon. All right.
Get off my lawn.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $199.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com. If you didn't hear the news, the Boston City Council meets. They used to meet every Wednesday. Now I think it's every other Wednesday at noon. And it didn't take them long. They had a proposal before them today to raise their salary from $103,500 to $115,000 a year, which is about the rate of inflation, although you know, it's transitory. We all know that from the Biden administration. However, they decided that they must have looked out the window and seen that no one was paying attention. So they decided to raise their salary, not $10,000, but another $11,500, but $21,500. So they raised their salary to $125,000 a year. This is a job where it's not a lot of heavy lifting. You know, we used to say when I was at City Hall that the best part of the job was the two parking spaces. Not anymore. Not when the salary is $125,000 a year. And this is just a month almost after the most disgraceful performance in the disgraceful history of the Boston City Council, where they were screaming the F-bomb and yelling at each other and threatening to hit people, and there were fights breaking out in the gallery. So they decide to reward themselves with a 20% pay raise to $125,000. You want to know, was there a lot of debate? No. You want to know, there are 13 members of the Boston City Council. You want to guess how many voted for it, Taylor?
Was it unanimous?
It was indeed. You are correct, sir. 13 to nothing. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The Boston City Council just raised their pay from $103,500 to $125,000. Is that too much, too little, or about right?
Too much.
97% say too much, 1% say too little, and 3% say just about right.
844-500-4242. I had a feeling it was going to go that way, just the hunch. But still, I thought it was worth mentioning, just because, you know, again, so few people read the newspapers, watch local news. This is probably the only way a lot of people are ever going to find out that this outrage has occurred. The good news is it doesn't happen until after the next election. By the way, there's also a member of the Boston City Council. There was a story on Turtle Boy at TB Daily News last week. She apparently lives in an apartment that's owned by one of the city agencies, one of the quasi-public agencies that's for poor people. Poor people. She wasn't poor at $103,500. Now she's less destitute than she was even then, but she's apparently just said, I'm not leaving. I'm a member of multiple protected classes, so, you know, it's not good. The quote is, it's not good optics to throw me out. Oh, okay. Is it good optics to give yourself a $21,500 pay raise in the midst of a grim recession that's only getting worse? I don't think so. Okay, John Fetterman was out. He was out with Joy Reid. Joy Reid was very concerned that the looters were going to be black. She should be very happy that none of the looters that are illegal aliens were black, okay? None of them. So the things are looking up. So she had John Fetterman, you know, the guy who has the growth on his neck and can't speak very well. He's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. It's now a toss-up race. It was lean Democrat a month or so ago, and then people started listening to him. But this is John Fetterman, cut 21. We'll have it here in just a moment.
He ever will, because he understands how extreme is it, and he wants to lie and make sure people pretend that he doesn't have the exact same views as Doug Mastriano is.
He doesn't have the exact same positions that Doug Mastriani, who's the candidate for governor, is. But he's...
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. He had a stroke. It's unfortunate, but, you know, he only goes out onto these interviews where he's basically got the, you know, Joe Biden-esque caregivers. Not interviewers. Last week it was Chris Hayes, and he got all confused. And today yesterday it was Joy Reid. He can't even go on CNN, because even CNN can't hold his hands enough to prevent him from making a fool out of himself. Nor can Joy Reid or Chris Hayes. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There's a lot going on. And I think the one thing this has finally ended is a discussion about whether or not there's climate change and we should do something about it. But folks, I also want to, Jill and I have had you all in our prayers, and I mean that sincerely.
What adult? You know, they've been writing these cheap shot articles saying, why didn't all these Republican legislators like Senators Rubio and Rick Scott from Florida vote for the climate bill, which used to be called the Inflation Reduction Act? So giving money to Democrat bundlers to get contracts to build solar panels that don't work and windmills that don't work in China was somehow going to do something about the hurricane in the Caribbean that hit Southwest Florida, even though China and India are creating the greatest proportion of carbon emissions on Earth. And we're cutting our carbon emissions and they're increasing their carbon emissions, but somehow it's our fault. And he is such a tool. He doesn't care. Even if he wasn't senile, he would still say these same things because he knows he's not going to be called out on it. It's ridiculous. The New York Times ran a whole story about this. The Republicans won't do anything about climate change, even though these hurricanes, they have no proof of this. They have no evidence of that. There are fewer hurricanes now than there were, I don't know, 70, 80 years ago. They have this chart that they use that they start in 1980 where the hurricanes hit like a low peak from about 20, 30 years. And so they use the chart from 1980 to now, and it's gone up a little bit. But they don't use the chart from, say, 1940, because then it would just be basically flat. It's just so dishonest, and it's
Howie,
insane.
What do you mean they don't have any proof? I heard Don Lemon say that he used to live in Florida and that something is going on. What more proof do you need than that?
I'm not sure Don Lemon ever lived in Florida. He lived in Louisiana, but now apparently, if you live on the Gulf of Mexico, you know, I mean, Louisiana and Florida are not that close. Even the Panhandle is not that close to Louisiana, and yet he's now an expert.
He thinks that something is happening here.
What it is ain't exactly clear.
Exactly.
There should be a man with a gun over there stopping the looters from, you know, taking out all the package stores in Lee County. That's what I think. That's what I'd like to see happening here. All right. We're here with Grace's News.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Twitter workers are enraged after Elon Musk's renewed offer to buy companies. So this has been a back and forth for quite some time, Howie. Elon Musk's renewed offer to buy Twitter has employees at the social media platform once again in an uproar. They need a safe space. They're melting down. He's in talks to acquire the social network for a whopping $44 billion.
You know, just shouting the words hate First Amendment has become a form of hate speech, hasn't it? It's a trigger for these snowflakes.
Yeah, and they all go to these group chats that are like work group chats, you know, to bash him. I've never understood. Maybe I'm not principled enough, but if a new boss took over, Howie, and I hope this doesn't offend you, but I wouldn't be saying, and this brings me back to CNN with Jeff Zucker, I wouldn't be going down with the other ship. I would transition over to whatever was going to keep my job. So if that means Elon Musk is on board.
And I would expect no less from you, Grace. I would not hold that against you.
Right. So if I'm at Twitter and Elon Musk is coming in, guess who's all of a sudden the number one fan of Tesla? Yours truly. That would be my play. But instead they go on these group chats and they start talking about how dumb he is.
Yeah. I don't understand what their problem is. So do they think that Twitter made the right decision? Because even Jack Dorsey, he was insincere when he said it, even though he was under oath. But he said they made a mistake by censoring the Hunter Biden laptop and the New York Post coverage of it because it was totally true. Everybody knew it was totally true. And yet they did it to make sure that Brandon would be selected as president, and now look what's happened. It's an utter catastrophe for everybody, including all the snowflakes and the goateed Birkenstock wearing tattooed idiots that work at Twitter.
Yeah, they were putting out a lot of crying memes today. So
crying memes.
Keep them in your thoughts, all the Twitter employees at Twitter HQ.
But not their prayers, because we don't believe in God.
Yeah, no, that's why I didn't say it.
We just believe in dog.
I wasn't going to bring God into this. I know that would make their day even more difficult to cope with. All right, Howie, so five current or former IRS employees are charged with defrauding federal COVID-19 relief programs.
Oh, I can't believe. I'm going to try not to let this destroy my faith in the integrity of Lois Lerner's Internal Revenue Service.
It is extra rich when you think about the fact that, you know, they're going to be combing through the babysitters of America's Venmos. But then meanwhile, they're dipping into these PPP loans. Five current or former IRS employees. Howie, take a guess. Do you think it's five current or former or a mix of both?
I'm going to say a mix.
Five current or former IRS employees have been charged with schemes to defraud the Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, federal stimulus programs authorized as part of the COVID aid. Now, according to court documents, the defendants allegedly obtained funds under the PPP program by submitting false and fraudulent loan applications. They used the loan funds for purposes not authorized by the PPP, but instead for cars, luxury goods, and personal travel, including trips to Las Vegas.
Well, in Minnesota, they were stealing it. The Somalis were stealing it and buying vacation resorts in Kenya. They didn't want to go back to their home country of Somalia, apparently. Kenya's a little more of a peaceful country, I guess. You know, in Massachusetts last year, they arrested someone who was taking part in the COVID fraud programs at the state level. And it turned out that the state of Massachusetts, they did a very good vetting process. The woman had just been paroled from prison for embezzling money, and she got some COVID relief funds for her husband, who was still in prison in Texas.
Wow, that's on another level.
Well, you know, now that I think about it, Grace, maybe people don't remember this. Remember that Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, he was attacking one of the COVID relief programs when it was before Congress. And he said, the way this thing is written, the Boston Marathon bomber is going to get a stimulus check for $1,400. And he was denounced by all the fact checkers and all the limousine liberals in the media / Democrat Party. And do you know who got a check for $1,400 at the Supermax in Florence, Colorado?
Who?
Sarnieff, the Joker.
Wow.
By the way, there were no follow-ups to any of the fact checker stories about how they deserved four Pinocchios, not Senator Cotton.
Well, Howie, I wasn't going to spend a ton of time on this story, but actually looking at it and seeing some of the titles of these people in the IRS, I think you might enjoy it if we kind of go through the list here and talk a little bit about what they spent their money on. So first up, we've got Brian Salisbury. He was employed by the IRS as a program evaluation and risk analyst in the Human Capital Office.
The Human Capital
Office. I wonder if that's anything like the Human Fund.
Do they deal with the environmental justice community?
Salisbury allegedly spent...
I'm going to guess something, Grace. Salisbury doesn't like Salisbury steaks nearly as much as he likes porterhouse and filet mignons.
I think you'd be onto something there. Although I should say, I think he spells it differently than the Salisbury steak. Salisbury allegedly spent a portion of the funds on a Mercedes-Benz and deposited additional funds into a personal investment account. Now we have Courtney...
I would have thought he would go for a Bentley. Bentleys have become more fashionable in recent years than Mercedes, I think.
Courtney Westmoreland was employed by the IRS as a contact representative in the Wage and Investment Service Center's department.
The what? The Wage Investment?
The Wage and Investment.
Oh, Wage and Investment.
And we were actually, turns out these PPP loans were an investment in Courtney.
You know what I invest my wages in?
What?
Food, fuel, insurance, taxes.
Care to guess what she invested in?
Vacation properties.
Funds for personal services, including manicures, massages, and to purchase luxury clothing. Now we have Fatina Hewitt. She was employed Fatina.
Oh, Fatina. Okay.
She was employed by the IRS as a management and program assistant in information technology. And she used her loans, allegedly, on Gucci
her
clothing.
Loans.
And a trip to Las Vegas.
Oh, that's nice.
Roderick DeMarco White II spent his money on personal items, including a Gucci satchel. A lot of Gucci. Tina Humes.
Gucci. I didn't know Gucci was making a satchel.
Tina Humes, also from the Human Capital Office.
I have a plastic bag from Publix that I use. When I go back to Massachusetts, I have a plastic bag from a Market Basket, although I have to go to different towns because in some towns now they don't have plastic bags from Market Basket.
Howie, you would be laughed out of the IRS Human Capital Office. You would be a joke if you showed up with your plastic bag. And one more for you. Tina Humes allegedly spent the funds on jewelry and trips to Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. A lot of trips happening here. I'm sure they were investing in the casinos as well when they got there.
They were shocked to be indicted because they thought that what happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas.
Yeah, that is the old saying. I guess it's not true. Howie, that's it for me. I didn't mean to get carried away there, but it's pretty funny.
No, it is. It is. I COVID relief is they just indicted a lawyer down here for Palm Beach Gardens for stealing $1.6 million. And he'd been involved in some earlier kind of a pump and dump scheme, and it had to repay $10, $12, $20 million. I'm telling you, all these programs were like, it was like blowing a dog whistle for fraudsters. Every fraudster in the world, and I'm talking literally the world, because they shipped billions, maybe hundreds of billions of dollars overseas in these, all of these scams. And every time you read about an indictment, there's like a new program that you never heard of. You know, we've all heard of PPP, PUA. But they had millions of these programs. Okay, 844-500-4242. What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or even pet bills, then you should look at GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo does not charge a fee. That's one of the really good things about it. They let the giver decide how much extra to give the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. GiveSendGo has also been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues. GiveSendGo has a 501c arm that allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their site and see all the wonderful opportunities to help those in need, including the people down here in Florida. Become part of their giver army. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English. He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
Last week, because of the hurricane, we had a special ReadyWise cheap bastard deal for emergencies. It was kind of, we threw it in at the last moment. And today we have another ReadyWise deal that we had in the pipeline ready to go even before Hurricane Ian took part. This may be an even better deal than the one we had last Friday, and I don't think we had a technical glitch that stopped people from getting it for a couple of hours. And if you missed out on a chance to get the ReadyWise Cheap Bastard deal last Friday, this is an even better deal. Go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. We have the ReadyWise 84-serving breakfast and entree grab-and-go bucket. It's a staple for any emergency, whether you're affected by a snowstorm, hurricane, or other weather emergency, or anything else, a blackout. It's wise to be prepared. These great-tasting, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods are ready in minutes when you just add water. They also come in stackable buckets, which is very, very convenient. You can put them in the garage, in a mud room, in the basement, and they won't get in anybody's way. With an easy grab-and-go handle, so they're easy to store and transport if you have to make a run for it. While supplies last, you can purchase an 84-serving breakfast and entree grab-and-go bucket from ReadyWise. That's a $210 value for just half price, $105. 84 servings for $105. That's a hell of a deal. Get yours now at HowieCarShow.com and click on store. With us now is Brandon Erickson from ReadyWise. Let's go, Brandon. Why is this a good deal?
Hey, Howie, how are you? Great to be here. This is an amazing deal. So, like you mentioned, this is even a better deal than we offered on Friday. This is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It'll feed three people, almost 2,000 calories for 72 hours. You've got a variety of meals that you're used to eating. You've got a brown sugar maple multigrain that's kind of like an oatmeal. You've got some different types of granolas that are in there. You've got stroganoff, macaroni and cheese, pasta Alfredo, and a few other dishes as well. Food tastes amazing, easy to prepare, and we wanted to give the listeners another option to get a little bit more food that includes some breakfast as well.
Yeah, so this is you need water. You should use hot water, but it doesn't matter if you don't have hot water because the power's out or whatever reason. You can use just regular tap water or bottled water and make these meals in a matter of minutes. Correct?
Yeah. That's exactly correct, Howie. With hot water, you're looking about 10 to 12 minutes to rehydrate the meals and be ready to eat. With regular temperature water, probably more like 20 to 25 minutes. The breakfast dishes, they take less water. The granola dishes, you don't even have to use water if you don't want to. They're ready to eat right out of the pouch. But a lot of people like to add water or milk to those just to make it feel a little bit more like it's a regular dish. But the food is terrific, easy to prepare. My 9-year-old daughter can prepare these meals just by reading the instructions, and it tastes great. It lasts up to 25 years.
Yeah, and each pouch contains 4 servings, so there's no waste involved. If you got a family of 4, it's just one pouch per meal. And it's you got the handles for the easy transport in the emergency, again, if you have to make a run for it. The 25-year shelf life. It's just a hell of a deal. 84 servings for $105. It's normally a $210 value. This is a really great kit to have, a bucket, and to have as we go into the winter months, and it's looking perilous whether we're even going to have enough power at some points. Their predictions of blackouts, brownouts. You got to be prepared in these troubled times that we live in.
Yeah, every day when you look at the headlines, whether it's Mother Nature or it's our own government, or it's rumors of things going on overseas that are affecting our supply chain, and food prices are skyrocketing.
Yeah, OPEC cut the daily production today by 2 million barrels. It was supposed to be $1 million, but they decided to really give Brandon the finger. There's going to be less oil, less energy all winter long. This is a great deal. If you want to read up on ReadyWise products, go to ReadyWise, just one word, ReadyWise.com. And after this deal is sold out, it will sell out quickly. You can just go to ReadyWise.com, and you can get a better deal with code Howie20. Anything last you want to say, Brandon?
Yeah, Howie20. Come get 20% off if you miss out on the deal. And thanks for having me, Howie.
All right, let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.